There's been much ado about the Oscars and the must-see movies. But just around the corner are the GLAAD Awards. This year, two Hawaii filmmakers got word that their documentary is being nominated for the big gala, which will be held in a couple of weeks in New York City. The award acknowledges projects which advance acceptance of the lesbian, gay, bi, and transgender community. Their film, Leti's in Waiting, takes place in Tonga. Dean Hammer and Joe Wilson are the duo behind this creative endeavor. We hear first from Joe.
It's a huge honor. I mean, what GLAAD stands for is the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. So it's been around for a long time, and its purpose has been to ensure, you know, the proper representation of LGBT folks in mainstream media and to help shine light on projects that don't often get recognized in the mainstream world.
And share with our listeners, Dean, what this story is all about.
This story is about Joey Mataele, who is a transgender woman in the Kingdom of Tonga, which is a very small, very religious and conservative island kingdom. And it talks about her struggles growing up, but also about the work that she's been doing to lift up transgender people in the eyes of the society there. And it's about the organization she formed called the Tonga Ladies Association, which provides a home for people. Some of them have been kicked out of their houses, and also has turned into a group that advocates for equality for the transgender people in Tonga.
Now, this is the second film that you folks have done together. The first one was about Hina.
Yeah, the first film we did here as directors in Hawaii was called Kumuhina. It came out in 2014, and it was supported by Pacific Islanders and Communications. Similar story in that it followed a cultural leader here in Hawaii, Hina Le Moana Wong Kalu, as a teacher at the time at a Hawaiian public charter school. Hina actually led us to Tonga because years and years ago, I don't know, it was 20 years ago or so, Hina actually won what was called the Miss Galaxy pageant, which is this big international transgender talent pageant in the Kingdom of Tonga. So when Kumuhina was finished, we were invited actually to take that film to show it in Tonga at the Miss Galaxy pageant, and that's how we met Joey Jolene Mataele.
Wow, that's a nice connect. You know, and I would see you folks out in the community for years following Hina around, you know, at the burial council meetings and just everywhere. And so you spent a lot of time, got some really nice intimate moments with her. And, you know, now you've done this film in Tonga. I mean, how much time did you spend down there?
Well, when we originally went, we just spent a week. We brought our cameras with us, and we started filming the pageant. And we thought, this will just be a short film about this drag pageant. It's pretty hysterical. There are really some funny girls and some funny acts down there. And so when we got back to Hawaii, we started editing that a little bit. And we were going to go back about a year later to finish it up and shoot one more pageant. And that's when Joey told us, well, we're not going to do a pageant this year. We've decided that instead we're going to start advocating for our rights, and we're going to have a big national conversation and a sort of a convention to start a conversation about decriminalizing our lives here in Tonga. And that's when we said, you know, this should be more than just a short film. This is really turning art into activism and something that we should follow. So we then went back three more times altogether. We didn't spend as much time as we do here in Hawaii, but each trip revealed something new. So it was an exciting process.
Can you talk about maybe something that really struck you during your visits down there, Joe, when you were down in Tonga?
Yeah, I think as Dean said, we were filming during a year when there was a change going on in the discourse in the kingdom about how lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people should be seen and treated. And what really struck us was that the opposition to more visibility and acceptance for LGBT people in that country was actually coming not from people looking at this from a Tongan cultural perspective, but from evangelical religious agitators who had the backing of a big broadcasting network here in the United States called the Trinity Broadcasting Network. And they were prompting people in Tonga and many other parts of the world to start you know, using the kind of opposition we see here in the U.S. to more respect and equality inclusion for people in countries around the world. And I think that made us feel even more so that it was our responsibility as people from the U.S. to help shine light on these divisive forces that are being, you know, kind of promoted and perpetuated from our shores.
One of the really striking things in Tonga is it is still a monarchy, and there's a king and a queen, and they own the country. So it's a serious monarchy. They love the Métis. Joey herself is of a high-ranked family that has always served the monarchy, and they're very close. She would sit right at the side of the queen and converse with her. And in fact, the sponsor of the Tonga Métis Association is a high princess. She's the daughter of the queen. So that is the real Tonga, and that is very supportive of gender diversity, and it always has been. It almost felt to us like it was outside missionaries from the U.S. and from New Zealand and Australia coming in who were spreading and these new ideas about gay is bad and sort of stirring things up a lot.
And so this film, where did it make its debut?
So we were lucky that the film premiered actually at the British Museum in London. It was quite an exciting opportunity because there was a delegation of Tongan officials there. And since that launch, it has really traveled around the world, from Tahiti to all across the U.S., throughout Europe. We actually did a tour in China with the film. And of course, Joey and other members of the Tonga Métis Association have been traveling with this film around the Pacific because it's become an important way to bring people together in communities on small islands throughout the Pacific to, you know, talk about these issues, see people's lives that they can really identify with, and strategize together about how do they have these conversations in their communities and countries to help create change.
And to fund a film like this, I mean, is it hard to get the support behind an endeavor like this?
Well, when you talk about a film about transgender activism in the Kingdom of Tonga, it's not an easy sell. If we were in Hollywood, I don't think we'd get very far. But we're really fortunate that here in Hawaii, we have an organization, Pacific Islanders in Communications, which collaborates with PBS to support stories like this and to get them out for public broadcast. And so we were very fortunate to be supported by them, and that made it possible for us to travel to Tonga and to edit the film and to work with Kumuhina, who's a co-producer on the film, to put it all together.
Now, I haven't seen it, but has it had a broadcast date on PBS already?
Yes, it was broadcast on PBS this May, and it continues to be broadcast on PBS Hawaii probably twice a year, so we're very happy about that. It was also broadcast in New Zealand and Australia, where there are so many Pacific Islander communities, in Europe on Arte, and it's really getting around the world.
If I can just give another shout-out to why, like, PIC funding is so important, I think you may have noticed the Oscar nominations were announced. And immediately after, because of all the challenges that the Academy Awards has had with, you know, bringing forward diverse voices, the hashtags that became popular on social media initially were Oscars so white, Oscars so male, and Oscars so straight. Because once again, there really aren't, there's no women directors that were nominated. LGBT representation is nil in this year's Academy Awards. So the GLAAD Media Awards have kind of become known informally as the LGBT Oscars. And I think what's significant about PIC is one of the organizations that gets diverse voices onto the national media landscape through its Pacific Heartbeat series, which goes out, I think, to like 80% of public television stations across the U.S.
Was there anything that you were struck by in your visits down to Tonga, Dean?
I think for me the biggest surprise was how close the Leyte community is to the religious community. Because here we're accustomed to trans people and gay people sort of being enemies of religion because they've been so bad to us. And there, religion is just, it's like oxygen. Like, you can't live without it. Everybody is religious. And all of the Leytes were highly religious and would go to services when they could. And so it was really interesting to see that integration and getting along together. You know, we often say Hawaii is a small place. Tonga is a lot smaller than that, and you can really see it in the way people get along. And it was wonderful that some of the religious people, including the bishop or the head of the Catholic Church there was one of the greatest supporters of the ladies. Quite a change from what we're used to here.
And, you know, there is talk about, sometimes to get an authentic voice, it needs to be by and about. But you folks aren't from Tonga, you know, or Hawaii. I don't know what your backgrounds are, but, you are still able to capture kind of the truth, I guess, behind, you know, this reality.
Yeah, well, projects like this are really collaborations. You know, it's not about one person or a set of people who are kind of determining and controlling everything. And so following the Kumuhina project, Hina moved from in front of the camera to behind and became actually a producer on this project and a cultural advisor because she speaks Tongan. She has much experience in the kingdom on many different fronts. And then Joey, as we were traveling with Jolene with the film and festivals and other places, she would often tell the story that when she knew that we were going to be bringing the Kumuhina film down to screen in Tonga, she had in the back of her mind a plan to hatch that would address the dream that she had always had, that they would be able to tell their stories to a broader audience. So we're flying down to show our film, and she's thinking, when these guys get here, I'm going to ask them if they'll make a film about us.
She was hatching a plan.
Yeah. So it really became a collaboration, you know, and she is an amazing force in Tonga, as Dean said. You know, she's well-known and respected by the royal family and many other people across the country. So it was she who opened doors and opportunities for the cameras to capture what they captured. It really was that kind of collaboration.
I think we found that throughout our work. We are, of course, two white gay guys coming in. We're clearly not from Tonga or from Samoa or from Hawaii. But people have been so interested in telling their stories and getting it out that we've felt like it's been a very natural and a very organic type of collaboration. And I think people have learned from the history of our films that we're not out to exploit them, but rather to lift them up and to lift their own stories up. And this has continued when we were showing Ladies in Waiting and traveling around the Pacific with Joey. We were fortunate to be invited to Samoa, and there we learned about a group of transgender men. So these are young people who were born as females, but feel inside that they are male. And they formed a wonderful group called the Rogers. And they're doing their own thing, and we're just coming out with a new film about that group, also supported by Pacific Islanders in Communication, that will come out soon.
Okay, well, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's the Rogers are known as the first visible group of transgender men in the Pacific, called the Fa'atama.
All right, and when do you think we're going to see the debut?
Very soon.
Very soon. This spring.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us, Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine, yeah.
You've been hearing from Dean Hammer and Joe Wilson, nominated for a GLAAD Award for their film Ladies in Waiting that was funded by the Pacific Islanders in Communications.